Hey, what it do? Another week. And guess what? Yesterday was one of the top 10 most favorite days of the year. At least my top 10. I can't name the other ones right now because I'm driving. And I have to have time to think about it. But top 10, my birthday was yesterday. Turned 42. I didn't do much, but what I did do made me happy. Now, morning came around, you know, my birthday, woke up, kids wanted to go play basketball, so they went to morning basketball, which is every Saturday, and lasts about, an hour or two, depending on how many people are there and everything else. But anyways, and then after that, it was more of a, I was up and ready to do a lot of things. I, cleaning up the living room, and I pretty much got a lot of things that I wanted to get done. I'm super excited that hopefully I'll be able to build my 3D printer and possibly can have that sitting in the living room. And when it's not printing, I have to move it. Now, I don't know where I'm going to put it yet because I know how big it is. I think measurement-wise, it's like 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. I'm not exactly sure, but if I remember seeing some of the dimensions correctly for the size of table I would need, that seems pretty fitting. I was thinking about putting it up against the wall, but I'm not sure if there was enough clearance width-wise. There's enough height and length, but just not the width wise. And I think it was like 29 or something like that. And I only have, I believe it's like 26. So, anyways, that means that's a no go unless I move my TV. And my TV is big, the stand is big, it's kind of heavy. It's kind of old. When I mean old, it's like not old, but it's, wow, how old is that thing? I don't even remember. But anyways, I could move it a couple of inches, but I'm not sure if it'll give me enough clearance to open and close the front door, because the TV's right there. I just can't move the TV to the other side. It just won't work like that. But anyways, once I get that done and get the 3D printer up, hopefully I'll be starting to do little things. Not really technically like anything worthy probably of putting on YouTube, but you know, maybe just the overall review of it, because I'm going to record it, and you know, I'll just fast forward the whole thing. I might not even talk over it. I have no idea, but I know I'm going to mess up. Now, maybe it wouldn't be my fault. Maybe it's going to be the machine's fault. I don't know, but I know I'm going to mess up, and I want to catch it. You know, I'm going to be like telling you a story, and you can't relate. So you see it, and then you slow it down. It's like, oh, yep, he's not doing that right. And that's just how I want to get to. I want to be able to, something looks so cool. Let me show you something real quick here. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to anyways. It's a good day. It is a good day. We're moving it. Look at that. charming, that's not beautiful. That's beautiful. Anyways, yeah. Do I want to wreck? So we're good. Anyways, crooked. I don't care. Hey, that's what we just did. And that's how you drop your phone. Which way was it? It was this way. Why I dropped it, because I didn't have it on there right. Oh, it's upside down. Give me a sec. I gotta go around a small little tiny curve, and then I'll flip it. There's a lot of deer out this morning, which is kind of cool, but there we go. Better now. But yeah, so once I get it up and running, I'll make some videos, probably with something related to maybe a PC case or maybe some potting. Pots. I don't know, like something that I'm gonna be using right away. I know there's a couple things off the top of my head I was thinking of as I was cleaning. One of them is I need to create some hooks or some type of system to where I can hang up a whole bunch of hats that I have, not just hats, like beanies and other things that go on top of your head. I want to be able to put those up, and then I also have some stuff that I need to get printed for the 3D printer. One of them is a different location for the spool holder for the filament. I know it's going to be on the side when you get it. I don't know if they changed that in any other iteration since last videos I've seen uploaded for the Cobra 2 Max. It is, I think, on the side that I need, that I wouldn't want to have it on because the TV is right there if I were to be able to put it on the side. But I would rather just have it on top. It's just going to be a lot easier. Also, I have a filament dryer, which I don't really need, apparently, yet. Because I'm new, I don't know everything. I'm still reading and studying up on things. But I do have a rechargeable dryer, dehumidifier for the filament. As long as I go get a plastic clear cereal container that you get at Walmart or somewhere else where you pour cereal into. I just get one of those, and then you throw the dehydrator in there, and the there's more deep. And then you let it sit there. I don't know how long it's supposed to sit. I don't know all the details. I just grabbed some stuff. I grabbed tools I would need, like a deburring tool or some knives, some tweezers, some other things. Anyways, but I wanted to be able to make sure that I have at least most everything that I need. I won't have everything right away, because I know I still need standoffs. I still need a bunch of other things, heat inserts. That's going to be the big thing, because that you can get a lot of those all at once, but you know, I don't know if you can get miscellaneous sizes, or if you have to order them, you know, separately, or I mean, be able to order them all together. Anyways, that's the time we have. I'm gonna get going. I love y'all. I really mean it. Have an awesome day. Peace out.